T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody. It's 10:08 WTIC News Talk 1080. This is the Will Marotti Show. This is your host, the slightly diminished Will Marotti, getting better. And Joey Burgoyne, legendary Joey Burgoyne, filling in for Matt Sorois today. Good to have Joey on board, and he's fun to talk to too. Joey actually maybe more fun than Matt to talk to. You never know what Joey's going to come up with. So give him a call, 860-522-9842. Let's see. You know what I don't understand? These guys, I say these guys collectively, being the government, being the CDC, being, you know, the disease control folks, they had it wrong so many times in the last 2 years. Now, I know the defense, well, it was a novel virus, we didn't know. But, I mean, they didn't even follow the data that they had. We had tons of data from Italy early on. We knew the elderly were the greatest people at risk. Did we follow that? No. I mean, it was a comedy of errors. They're so foolish. They gave us so much misinformation. So now they're already predicting. I watched it last night. A major COVID surge in the fall, and we need billions of dollars from the government to be prepared for it. No, you don't. You need billions of dollars to bilk the government, bilk our money, steal our money, so that you can do whatever you want with it. But how are you going to predict a major COVID surge in the fall? You didn't get it right hardly at all. You guys were wrong almost every turn. I mean, come on. You know, I think COVID's going to be here to stay, but I think, as other people have said, people that are far more knowledgeable than I am, I'm just echoing it, that you're going to have, you know, we've had cold and flu season for how long? As long as there's been Listerine, right? Cold and flu season. That now you're going to have cold, flu, and COVID season. It's going to be here. It's going to stay with us. It's not going to go away. But like all viruses, as they mutate over time, generally speaking, historically, in terms of pattern, they mutate to lesser virulent forms of the disease. And so you're going to get it. It's like the common cold. I mean, when I had COVID, it was a bad cold. It never even reached flu level when I had it. And I think that, and that was the first strain. That was the alpha strain, whatever they call it, right? We got it early. We got it. Ann and I got November of 2020 is when we first had it. So, you know, I just can't believe these guys. They keep telling us the same lies over and over and over again. Let's go to Scotland, I guess Connecticut, not Scotland. Bud. Hi, Bud.
Good morning, Pastor Will.
Welcome.
Good to talk to you. It's been a while.
Good. Thank you.
Since I last talked to you, I'm not really from Scotland anymore. My wife and I sold our property in eastern Connecticut, and we've bought a home in Maryville, Tennessee.
Oh, so beautiful, beautiful.
Going forward, I'm going to have to refer to myself as Bud from Maryville.
Bud from Tennessee. <That's
good. laughs> But anyway, hearing this mumbo-jumbo about what's going to come, you know, in the fall concerning COVID and Dr. Fauci, mm-hmm. The first point I wanted to make was, and it's been lost in a lot of the discussion. I watched a Tucker Carlson interview when he interviewed the epidemiologist from Yale.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this was on, you know, Tucker Carlson Tonight,
yep.
that Dr. Fauci's decision to basically torpedo ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine
mm-hmm.
For the sake of getting the emergency authorization on these vaccines.
Yeah.
He said that that could have cost up to 50% of the people that died didn't have to die. Now, mm-hmm. he said that on national TV. And
wow.
I was stunned by it, because that means that could be 400,000 to 500,000 people, and mostly elderly
yeah.
and older folks, and I'm 68 years old, by the way, died that didn't necessarily have to die. Now, how does this guy keep his job?
Because once you're in the government, it's impossible to get out. I mean, you got to practically murder somebody. I mean, in this case, you know, well, maybe. I mean, you just don't get fired. You cannot get removed from a government job. It's criminal. It really is.
Well, this is let's just say it's 400,000 people.
Yeah.
That died, and his reasons, you know, for wanting this emergency authorization. I'm sure it was part of Warp Speed. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Trump wasn't aware of the. This authorization, and Trump was one of the people who took
yeah.
hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Sure. And that's more people than died in Vietnam. That's more mm-hmm. people that died in World War II.
Yeah.
And there's nothing said about it. It's like, and I had COVID. I'm unvaccinated, never mm-hmm. got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I got COVID in January. And I was like you, about a 3 or 4 day flu,
yep.
And I was back, you know, and then, so I tried to get my doctor to prescribe when he told me I had it, a monoclonal antibody or ivermectin or
right.
hydroxychloroquine, and
right.
he wouldn't do it. So I was pretty much on my own with over the counter and, you know, a couple of things that I was supposed to get to measure my oxygen level. And I'm in the group that's supposedly be, you know, supposed to be at risk.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is a joke. And then
yeah.
now we got Bill Gates coming out with a book, which is and if anybody wants to read a book, it shouldn't be Bill Gates' book. It should be Robert F. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci.
Wow, because, you know, that's a good point, because that, unfortunately, that book got very little coverage, no coverage in the mainstream media.
Right. Well,
I read it
while I had COVID.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible, and it's an incredibly documented and footnoted book, and the evidence, you know, is the people who he interviewed and, you know, cited in this book,
mm-hmm.
they're truly experts in their field. Where
mm-hmm.
Fauci is nothing but he's a madman.
Well, you know, the problem is they'll never be. This will be like the Kennedy assassination. We'll never really know all of the truth about this stuff. But if you just look at the deaths, you go to CDC and you look at the deaths by age, the vast majority of people who died. We're over 60 years old.
Right.
And we knew that early. We knew that the Italian population, the elderly, was getting devastated. They were seeing huge numbers of deaths in the elderly population. Why we didn't take that information and transmit it over here and make a plan to try to curb that aspect of COVID, we did nothing, right? If anything, we hurt our elderly. And I think we could have avoided many, many deaths if we had just followed what was happening in Italy in terms of age and death. And we could have, I think, done a much better job. But thank you, Bud from Tennessee. Thank you for your call. I love Tennessee. If money was not an issue, I would move to Brentwood, Tennessee. It is so beautiful. All right, let's go to, let's see. Let's go to our good friend Tim in Hamden. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm just calling to try to light up your phone lines with outrageous comments. First off, you mentioned the Chicago mayor.
Yes, he's just a horrible human being.
You know, I didn't hear the same thing, happened with Sarah Palin put bull's eyes on congressional targets and that sort of thing. People are saying, huh, what's that? You know, these are clumsy mistakes across the board. I think people are upset. We are looking at three justices that got up and lied to us, and that's why so many people are mad. If people are mad about these justices.
Who justices that lied? What are you talking about?
No, please.
No, not please. You're going to have to explain yourself.
You mean Alito, who said it was settled law? You mean Kavanaugh, who said it was settled law? You know, Barrett Comey, the other one, all three who said, and it's on tape, said, this was settled law when asked about it over and over and over again. So it's like, okay, it's like we can try and spin and say, well, but they got up there and essentially lied to us and said,
So I'm not sure if all three of what you're saying is true, but I'll give you the benefit of doubt. Do you think they wouldn't have been confirmed had they said something else?
It certainly would have been a little bit more honest, to try to say this. The moment I get up there and everything like that, we would do this. And I think that's why people are upset that they saw the tapes where they said, that it's settled law. They all testified that. And maybe, some of them, like Susan Collins from Maine, a Republican, said she may not have voted for these people, if they'd actually told the truth. And so, mm-hmm. So now we have people protesting in people's homes. I don't know, were people upset when the anti-toll people and so many people have, come to, the governor's mansion and stand outside of the governor's mansion with bullhorns and stuff for hours on end protesting? It's like, I wouldn't do those kinds of things. I would have, stayed.
I wouldn't either. But the difference is it's against federal law to protest and try to intimidate a federal judge. It's not against the law to protest in front of the governor's mansion.
It's the same tactic, and no shy should do this. The anti-abortion people have been using violence for a long, long time. There have been firebombs. Doctors have been murdered. On and on it goes. And so now the site, rightfully so, is so many people saying, next is contraception and then gay marriage.
But why do you go that route? Why would that even? First of all, nobody is gonna vote to outlaw contraception. Nobody. That's not even rational.
A major U.S. Senate candidate from Arizona said that they wanted to do that. So we have, is Plan B an abortion pill? Yes. Is it not, if you don't know anything about it?
But again, even if Roe was overturned, it's still not going to ban abortion.
Yes, it's going to. It's immediately.
It's going to leave it to the states. You're going to have states that are going to have abortion, and you're going to have states that are going to be highly restricted against
it. And women will have to travel thousands of miles. Some of these states, you can't even get them. They've been the clinics have been firebombed, attacked, and everything like that. So now, poor women will have to, somehow get on a plane and, come to Connecticut? That's going to cost a lot of money. The abortion pills, you're going to be able to be, contraception is next. I've heard people say this on this very station.
I have never talked to anybody in the pro-life movement that has talked about banning contraception, ever.
Actually, it was, there have been a lot of recordings at pro-life rally at conferences and everything about people talking about that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, it's next, because it's a major.
And then what's after that?
Church.
You said gay marriage is after that?
Well, we're going to have to leave it, quote, all up to the states and stuff. So your marriage, say Florida decides, we're not going to allow gay marriage. We're going to take it to a court. Well, every state can decide for themselves and stuff. So you know, your laws and your civil rights and stuff from what, you know, federal protections and other things through. There's over 1,000 protections that you get if you're married to someone,
yeah.
Federal and everything like that. We're going to leave that to a hodgepodge. Of course, you know.
Well, again, but I don't know why you would make that leap. I mean, it's not the same issue. It's a different issue.
If you could magically wave your wand, would you outlaw gay marriage, you, right now?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. I'm very surprised. You were strongly opposed to it for a long time.
I was strongly opposed to it, but I don't get to make the rules.
Settled law, huh? Well, it's a lot of people want to. You know, take us back.
Yeah, but that's you're comparing two vastly different things, Tim. You're comparing gay marriage with abortion.
It's the same thing.
I mean, that's not even in the same universe.
It's a culture war. You know, it's essentially we're going to attack.
Yeah, but this isn't just about culture and whether you're right or left or red or blue. This is about the lives of millions of people. We're not talking about nobody's dying because they get married and they're gay. No one's killing anybody because they're married and they're gay. But we're talking about killing 63 million babies. I mean, it's a totally different argument, Tim. It's not even in the same universe.
People deciding, you know, you can do this and this person can do that and they can't do that. It's government control, state control. I don't want the state of Texas, Florida, Mississippi, and everything else saying a woman has to carry.
But the problem is it's always a la carte.
Abortion or any of that stuff.
It's always a la carte. It's my body, my choice, except when it comes to vaccinations. Except when it comes. But, if it's abortion, then it's my body, my choice. What about the other body? What about that choice?
Do you hear me, you know, saying that everybody, you know, has to. You know, get.
It's convenient that both sides pick and choose what's important to them.
Well, it's also the fact that, you know, it could kill other people if you don't get the vaccination. Yeah, that is, you know, something. But I know I'm way out on the thing. You know, I am probably your only pro-choice caller, am I not?
No, I'm sure. So.
I don't hear it, but no, I just, you know, it's next. It's contraception is next. Gay marriage is after this and stuff. And, you know, it's starting the culture wars that, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, divide us and pit the neighbor versus neighbor and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, even Bob Stefanowski is dodging the question as a gubernatorial candidate.
Well, because I think politicians are afraid of it. It's the third rail in politics. It used to be Social Security. Now it's abortion. And, you know, I can't answer for everybody. But this is beyond a culture thing, Tim. This is life. This is and the potentiality that gets robbed. Who knows? Who knows what could have come out of the lives of those 63 million aborted babies in this country?
Absolutely.
The potentiality is the issue. Always is the issue.
Fantastic people, serial killers or Hitlers. Yeah, absolutely. It's a roll of the dice. Absolutely.
I don't see any danger to gay marriage. I don't see any danger to contraception. I think those are.
If you've got a pill that causes, you know, an abortion, can I get it in the mail? No. Can I, you know, if I can't, if I'm in Montana and everything like that, where, you know, where doctors who, you know, give out.
Yeah, but Tim, there's a 50th of the population in Montana compared to all the other, you know, urban areas of the country.
Sorry,
I mean, you're pulling Montana out of a hat. You might as well, why don't you pull Alaska out of Alaska, right? I mean, let's talk about real situations and real places.
Texas. Okay. If I'm a doctor in Texas and I give a woman, a pill that causes an abortion,
all right.
You know, that's.
Tim, I truly would love to continue this, but we have to go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. We get back. We're going to take more of your calls. Lori, Maria, Mark, stay on there. I promise I'll get you right after, as soon as I possibly can. So stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 1039 WTIC News Talk 1080. Let us go right to the calls. 860-522-9842. And let's go to Lori in Glastonbury. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Will. With all due respect to the previous caller, I'm an adoptee, and so I actually was someone's choice. Fortunately, my mother chose to, she was very courageous, and she selflessly gave herself and chose to give me life, and I'll always be grateful for that.
Indeed.
But I feel like the previous caller's arguments, first of all, they're fear-mongering, again, with all due respect to him. But I think...
Well, you have to give him due respect. It just, it is fear-mongering, and they're the wrong arguments. They're just not the right arguments.
Well, the worldview is not big enough. Let's go there. But okay. The thing is, the difference between gay marriage and abortion is no one takes a life when in gay marriage.
Exactly.
A life is snuffed out when there's abortion. So that's, first of all, that's why they would never touch gay marriage or contraception. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is the taking of another life. And there's so much in the way of contradictions because if you kill a pregnant woman, then you're killing, you're charged with two murders, both the baby and the woman. So how can we, why are there so many contradictions? I mean, there's so many things that have to be dealt with within the argument itself. But I think also, you know, one of the comments that was made of, you know, you were saying, like, think about all the babies that were lost. And the caller said, oh, yeah, serial killers and Hitler.
Yeah,
well,
there
also could have been the person who cured cancer.
Right.
Or found cures for various diseases.
Those are false objections. And you can tell he does not want to have a serious argument with that when he brings up.
Right. Exactly. And it's unfortunate. And I feel bad for him because he just doesn't seem to want to see the other side.
But being a woman,
I also get accused of like, well, how could you not be pro-choice? And again, because I'm a woman and because I was someone's choice, it's incumbent upon me to be supportive of life because someone gave me life.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, and I don't get some of these arguments. But I mean, just to even compare abortion with gay marriage shows how tone deaf someone is, because it's like night and day. There's no comparison at all there. There's not any sliver of comparison between abortion and gay marriage. So
agreed.
It's frustrating.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but he also sidestepped your comment about it being a federal offense to try to intimidate a federal judge. And I thought that was interesting. He just kind of sidestepped it, that was very convenient. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, we love him anyway, Lori. Jesus died for him. We love him.
That's right. He is an image bearer, so we do.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Welcome.
Amen to you. A couple of things to ad lib to some of the previous callers this morning. I would like for you to play or replay that portion of the presidential debate where Biden was asked about the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
And he told America, he told the world that he was going to phase out the oil and gas industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the problems that we are having today, America brought upon ourselves.
Yes.
I didn't vote for the man.
Yeah.
I would never have voted for the man. And I believe that most of the voters did not vote for him. That was a rigged and stolen election.
Yeah.
But replay that portion of the debate where he was asked by the moderator, and he clearly said he would phase out the oil and gas industry.
Well, so, you recall before President Obama was inaugurated, he made the speech in Chicago, and he said that this was a stated goal, that they are going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. So why are we surprised when they're doing it, that's what they want to do? That was the stated goal. They want to fundamentally, that means there's something wrong with it at the base. If they're going to fundamentally restore, transform, that's what they said they're going to do. And so we shouldn't be surprised if they're in power, that those are the kinds of things they're trying to do. And agreed. They just, and they said it. And they, I don't know,
and
do we,
to me, it's a huge effort and a continuous effort by many of these politicians to hold on to their power and to hide their corruption.
Yeah.
To hide their corruption.
Yeah.
If we look back and look at some of the companies that the Biden family has been involved with,
yeah.
The Chinese companies and the mm-hmm. Ukrainian companies,
sure.
and the military secret, the American military secrets that went through those companies to China, it's treasonous.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, the previous caller commented on abortion, and I have to applaud her. It's ironic, abortion, that so many liberal states or so many states want to allow women to kill these fetuses, and the same states prevent us from exercising the death penalty upon individuals that have lived a life
yeah.
of crime, violent
yeah.
crime,
yeah.
murder, rape, and have, to me, forfeited their right to be in society. But those same states that promote the killing of fetuses deny and prevent the death penalty.
You know, Mark, there was a radio talk show host years ago who coined the phrase, "Liberalism is a mental illness," and I always rejected it. I didn't like it. I felt so, but I'm starting to wonder because the positions are so incongruous. It's difficult to understand what they want to do, what they believe, through a rational perspective. And because of that, I'm starting to wonder if maybe there is a mental illness. I mean, you have to be a progressive or a woke person. There has to be a mental, some kind of mental breakdown.
And
I don't understand.
It's easy for a person of there are a lot of high functioning, mentally ill, unhinged individuals in society that wear suits and are prim and proper and stand in front of the our kids' classrooms. And or are leading a teachers union, and they appear to be level-headed,
mm.
and the next thing you know, they are abusing various segments of the population.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that today. We are seeing that.
We do. We are, unfortunately, and it's very sad. But Mark, as always, thank you for your
thank
call.
You.
Appreciate
Amen.
It very much. Amen. All right, we're going to take a break, a couple commercials. We'll come back. And we come back, we're going to start setting up for the Between Rounds Bagel, last caller of the day. So, Abby and Maria, if you can hang in there, I promise I'll get you right on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back, 10:51. We're going to start setting up for the Between Rounds Bagel, last call of the day. And so we need you to call. We need the phone lines to get busy here. We got two open phone lines, like see those filled. 860-522-9842, the number. And you know the number, so give us a call. We'll continue as soon as we see a couple of those lines flash. This is a troubling story, but, you know, it is what it is. The Chinese military deployed forces around the island of Taiwan over the weekend in a set of large-scale military drills that one Chinese military analyst called a rehearsal of possible real action. On Monday, the Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA, announced its Eastern Theater Command organized maritime, aerial, and conventional missile and other forces around Taiwan carried out drills around the island. See, this, they know that Joe Biden will do absolutely nothing to intervene here. They've watched the poor performance as we slid out of Afghanistan. We abandoned the Air Force base. We left all the weapons there. So then he sees the response of our response at Ukraine. And so they see themselves now in a very good position to move this forward. And it's very sad. All right, let's go to Maria in West Hartford. Hello, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor. Thank you for taking my call. A couple of things to counter some points Tim made. First of all, if set a law, I don't think labeling the three justices as liars, because set a law does not mean it can't be changed.
Okay.
The first point. The second point is pro-lifers or people are not the ones that are creating the violence and destruction of property.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one could label his or herself as pro-choice for life. So that I wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'm really a little bit annoyed about is the assumption that vaccinated people that unvaccinated people can cause people to die because they're not vaccinated. The vaccinated people doesn't mean that they can't get it and spread it. So really, the non-vaccinated people should be more afraid of the vaccinated people if you want to turn the tables.
If the vaccine worked, that would be true.
Yeah, that would be true. Yes, and finally, I just heard what you were saying about China, and it is very alarming because we certainly can't afford another potential war. But my question is, and I'm not saying we should not help the Ukrainian people or that effort to help them, but I do have concerns that we're spending billions and billions of dollars that we don't even have. And what is it going to do with our rate of inflation that is becoming unsustainable for a lot of people?
Yeah,
I don't have the answer, but it is a concern of mine. We keep spending money that we don't have, and sooner or later there's going to be repercussions for that.
And what bothers me is the report that I shared earlier that I read last night, that there was in the PPP money, which was business oriented for payroll protection. In the PPP money, it was $100 billion, or saying $100 billion was taken by fraud. Who's watching this stuff? How is that possible that $100 billion was taken by fraud? I mean, that alone should be enough to cause a congressional investigation, full scale investigation. Nobody will look at it.
No, they won't. And
they
we all know about the alleged corruption of our current administration and family members. So it wouldn't surprise me. And we keep spending that kind of money.
It's insane.
It's insane. Thank you.
Maria,
so
great
much.
Call. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's go to real quickly. Let's go to Anthony in New Haven. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
Welcome
I have
to
two
the show.
Questions
yep.
and that relate to abortion. I gather because you are a minister, you have come across people who find themselves pro-abortion.
No, they won't identify as that, but essentially I would say yes.
Okay. The next time you meet one, ask them this question. Where would you be if your mother was pro-abortion? And that ought to kick off an interesting conversation.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, right? I mean, how many people even think of that stuff, though, right, Anthony? It's like, would you even be in existence today if for whatever reason? Hey, my mother couldn't have got an abortion. I mean, anybody could, right? And the fact that they didn't, I mean, thank God we're here for that, right? So, Anthony, thanks for your call. Last caller of the day, between round bagels. You get a dozen bagels free for 6 months. Oh, my gosh. How wonderful is that? And, of course, they have locations in Manchester, South Windsor, Vernon, and in Tallinn. And let's go to Ellington, the beautiful community of Ellington, and Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you today, Pastor Will?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Congratulations,
by the way. You're the last caller today.
I never win anything. That's awesome.
Well, you just won all these bagels. All right, go ahead.
No, I have to share them. So a few things. We just had our local elections in England,
yes.
And the inflation was a big deal. And so the Conservative Party lost quite a few seats. So it should be worrying for people, because people in England are very ticked off right now, very upset. with inflation, and it's, and so I'm wondering if that could cause
huge here. People election. Are really mad here. Sure, big issue.
Yeah. Second thing about the abortion and about the standing law, being a black British person, if that was the case, then slavery will still be in place.
Yeah,
segregation will still be in place.
Right,
so,
right.
And so laws are meant to be changed as things go on.
Yeah.
And that was my biggest concern. And also, I just want to say to your audience that we're having a shredding event at my local church on Saturday.
Yes.
At Wapping Community Church in South Windsor.
Okay.
1790 Ellington Road, and if they have any things to shred, especially during spring cleaning, come on over.
All right,
and
wonderful.
That's it. Thank you.
Great call. Abby, please call back again. Now, I'm going to put you on hold. Joey's going to take your information and get your between rounds bagel certificate, and you're the last caller of the day. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your call. Hey, guys, that's it. We're out of time. Great show today. Great Wednesday. Good call volume. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I want you to enjoy the day. It's going to look beautiful out there. Enjoy the day today. Stay healthy. Stay safe. God bless you guys. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.